And welcome, everybody, to episode 601 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold should be by here real soon. I think he's having some computer issues or something, but we'll get him on as soon as he gets in. But Eric, how are you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got tons of news to go over with you guys, so why don't we just go ahead and get right into it. Eric, let's get started with the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, we got Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis. It's going to be the next entry in the PSO 2. And it's more of an expansion slash. Technically, it's called Episode 6 in Phantasy Star Online 2 right now, so this is more like Episode 7. But it is going to include the base game with it. And it's also going to be free to play, just like the last one. Yeah. And it's going to have be a completely reworked version of the game.
Yeah.
And they're not going to shut down the servers for the other one in case some people want to play it the old way, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty from what I'm looking at on these trailers, but this mostly, like, you know, kind of CGI-ish. But the gameplay that they're showing looks pretty cool. So,
I mean, it says it will be available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Windows 10. But PlayStation 4 and Steam are going to be coming up later, and cloud versions for the Switch.
Okay.
And the PC as well, because there are cloud services for PC
games. Yeah, I was going to say, it sort of looks like a next-gen type game, like a launch next-gen game, but, you know, I'm sure they'll be able to shoehorn those into the earlier consoles as well. So it looks okay, man. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So there you go. All right, next story.
Although this might explain why we don't have PSO2 on the PS4 yet either, so.
Yeah, all right. All right, Breaks in chat, so he's just waiting for Skype to do its thing, and then we'll get him on here. But next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Obsidian announces Avowed for Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Windows 10. So this is one of those exclusives that, you know, that are going along with Obsidian, since they were purchased by Microsoft. But Pillars of Eternity, it's in the same universe as Pillars of Eternity, so you know.
But it's all first person.
Yeah, you know it's going to be good. I'm showing the teaser now. Not much to say, man. I mean, it's a teaser, but it looks good. I mean, I know there's probably no gameplay in here or anything like that, but Pillars of Eternity is anything to go by, it's going to be great. And Obsidian has a really good track record, so this is super exciting, and it's one of the things that Xbox is touting. So there you go. Wyland says Sideshow is doing a 1/6 scale Ghostface figure. That's cool. It's kind of big, I think, if you got the room, I guess. All right, Eric, you're up.
Fable's coming back is just a reboot called Fable. For Windows 10 and Xbox Series X. Not much has been revealed. They just showed a trailer, because that's what people do now.
Yeah, I know. No messing around. It's just what it is. All right, let's get to Breakman.
Developed by Playground Games, so they aren't even using the in-house studios.
Okay. That's good. The trailer, which isn't much of a trailer, it's just kind of a teaser, doesn't show much in the way of gameplay, but I hope they just completely redo that series, man, because I liked it okay when I first played it, but now that we got Breakman, do we have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Now that there's no Peter Molyneux.
So yeah, I know. We're into the news, Breakman. We're just talking about.
You guys already started, huh?
Well, we just started, man. I waited till 15 after, you know.
Sorry, I had to take care of something family related.
It's all good, man.
What if the Avowed is What if it vows Obsidian's answer to all the people who want a Kingsfield experience?
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah. That's no excuse, Breakman. You know, I mean, I put the checks in the mail, like, every week, you know, and so, you know. We're talking about Fable, the new remake. Are you excited for the remake or whatever this is, reboot of Fable?
I haven't seen it yet.
It was just a teaser trailer, not much to go by, but, I mean, I mean, just hearing that alone, are you?
I mean, yes, I'd like to see more Fable. Yeah. Absolutely, I love Fable. I played the first two. I didn't really play any after that, though.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of enjoyed my time with Fable 1, but I lost interest pretty quick. Dungeon says, "I'm curious to see Dungeons in chat." Welcome to chat, Dungeon Buster. He says, "I'm curious to see how the new Fable turns out. Series had its ups and downs." Yeah. But I enjoyed... Yeah, see, I feel the same way. Like, I feel kind of indifferent about Fable. Like, not one way or the other.
When I first started playing Fable, I started, you know, like, the good path and being nice and stuff like that. But when I started being an asshole, like, kicking chickens and marrying multiple women every time I go to, like, I started having a lot of fun playing that.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those ones that you do have to invest a lot of time for it to be... anything for you, you know.
But... I like being, you know, as soon as you enter town, like, there he is, get him! Like,
that's like, pretty, isn't that pretty much, isn't that pretty much the story of, like, your entire gaming life, Breakman? Like, you personally, like, you know.
You're public enemy number one.
You mean when I walk into GameStop, they call the police?
Yeah, exactly.
Only
exactly.
Happened a couple times. That's not, that's it.
We shouldn't discuss it on this show, right? Is that what you're saying, Break?
No, I'm saying it's not that big of a deal because it's just only like a handful of times, you know, like...
Were you fighting someone for Dragon Quest VIII or something?
That would be me, man. All right, speaking of Dragon Quest, Breakman, can you do the Dragon Quest story? Do you have your links up or no?
Into a spy from RPG site, Dragon Quest XI Echoes of Elusive Age S Definitive Edition. S Definitive Edition? That's a weird way of titling it. Releases for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC via Steam on December 4th.
Yeah, let's move on from this. I'm playing Dragon Quest XI now on the PlayStation.
And it's also going to be on like Game Pass.
Yeah, but this is good news for Xbox. Like, that's a huge coup.
Yeah, I mean, being on Game Pass, too, like you said, that's huge, too.
Yeah.
Frank couldn't wait in the end to play the vanilla version of Dragon Quest XI.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, it's good. To me, it doesn't seem vanilla. I mean, I'm having a good time with it.
There's so many quality of life improvements, so it's much better game.
I'll get into this. It's $39.99. Definitive Edition includes new additions made to the original PlayStation 4 version, including new side stories for companions, 2D mode, and 16-bit world of Tickington, English and Japanese audio, an orchestrated soundtrack, photo mode, among many other quality of life improvements. So they didn't really go into those, did they, there?
Well, yeah, like one of the quality of life improvements is that the fun size forge is a thing, and so you can just do the forge whenever.
Oh, that's nice. You don't have to go to a campsite to do it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I could see that. That's cool. That's cool. Okay.
See, that's also, if you're synthing something and you're out of ingredients and there are ingredients that you could buy at a merchant somewhere, the game just lets you buy them.
Well, that's right good, too.
Oh, that sounds good, too. See, like, especially with RPGs, like, if you get them right when they come out, like, you're going to get robbed. Just better features are going to come out when they improve the game, unless it's not a hit.
You know? I can't resist Dragon Quest, though, man. I just can't.
I'm excited it's coming to Xbox.
I am, too, man. Now you get to play it,
Break. It makes Break be hard, right?
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff.
You weren't supposed to say that. God. We talked about this before the show started, and you promised you wouldn't say that.
Exactly. All right, Eric, what do we got next, man?
Especially when you see a certain martial artist.
Yeah. Did you piss off Kevin Bacon today, by the way, Break?
That's why he's late.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, what you got next?
I pissed somebody off, I'm guessing.
I guess. Oh, shit. Sorry. Outer Worlds. Go ahead, Eric.
Next would be the Outer Worlds DLC 1, which is called Peril on Gorgon, which is coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. And, well, I'm guessing Switch will happen eventually, but it doesn't mention it here, but PC and the Epic Game Store.
Yeah.
All right. But so... it'll be $14.99, or you can buy the expansion pass. But that's really just two DLC packs. It's not going to be like a... They're not going to keep doing them. They're only going to do two DLCs for at least for now, until they decide to do more.
Yeah. I want to get Outer Worlds. I heard it's a fantastic game.
It says it increases the level cap to 33. Well, what is the level cap then?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
I like when the level cap's increased.
Yeah, of course. Dungeon said he really enjoyed the game. I got to play it, man. That and Ghost of Tsushima, man. Those are two games that I really want to get. But
I want to play that, but I'm thinking I'm just going to wait till PS5 version gets made or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or play it once the PS5 comes out, because then at least I'll get extra points
for it. I've got so many games to play. Like, I am running through. Like, after I get Dragon Quest XI done, like, I don't have very much more. I think I got, like, Ni No Kuni 2 and... some of the Yakuza games, but I'm pretty much done playing everything I'm going to play on the PS4. So, you know, there's some other stuff that I'd like to be.
Why bother?
Wow,
what the hell? That's like a cruel tease. Like, yeah, you can get a little bit stronger.
Yeah, watch them race it like 7 levels and DLC Pack 2 comes out.
Yeah. No, that's a jip, man. That sucks. But
well, he
whatever.
Says still by the end of the game, he was a walking god. So yeah. You're. Extra god, I guess, now.
And by god he,
plus one.
And by god he means
or,
god.
Or those three levels you get are like significant, because maybe the levels are of the enemies is higher.
By god Dungeon Buster means goddamn pig. That's what he means. So.
I would hope it means you get more abilities or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, speaking of Yakuza, I think it's Breakman's turn.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Yakuza Like a Dragon. I like that title. That's pretty badass.
Yes, yes.
Like a dragon.
That's the original name of the series, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a badass title right there.
That's a badass series, Breakman. I wish you had a chance to play these games, man. They're
I do.
So
they're
good.
They're on
Game Pass.
Oh, good.
They just need to port 3, 4, 5, and 6 in a DVD set.
Yeah. I,
Like a Dragon gets PlayStation 5 version, pre-order options, and English voice cast featuring... drum roll.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a drum roll sound.
I know. I was
also, Kaiji Tang, who is a voice actor I'm actually somewhat familiar with, because I've heard him in other animes.
Oh, I do
there
have
you go.
I do
But George Takei is like... Hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
hold on, let him...
I mean... He's not exactly a voice actor, but whatever.
Well, he's done voice acting. He's done playing.
Yeah,
voice
but
acting.
But like he started as an actor and then he just got.
I know, but a lot of actors do that. I mean, they're good quality actors who transition to voice acting.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And back and forth. That's yeah. not. It's not new.
No, it's not. Nothing wrong with that. Although George yeah. Takei.
Did they
general...
ever find out what went on with the? With the allegations, though?
No. Not yet, Eric. To
which makes
question.
Me wonder why they yep. bothered, because they still don't know the first time that is.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here? Anything else?
Sega's gotten Eric. Rid of people for less, because like they got rid of a voice actor because he was doing drugs in the original release of Yakuza 7. Yeah.
Eric, we gotta move this along. Anything else on this?
There are gonna be three editions. A Day Ichi edition available for $59.99. Digital format includes a Legends costume set incorporating 8 costumes representing fan favorite figures. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go ahead. Here, because we got a lot on this. Hero edition for $69.99 available in digital format includes all features from the Day Ichi edition, so I guess I should have probably read all that, which there's
why,
fan favorite figures.
Why are they treating this like Assassin's Creed?
There's a steelbook edition, a stylish steelbook for your collection, there you go, which adds 2 new playable jobs, the guitar shredding devil rocker and Naginata wielding matriarch.
Naginata, yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
That's a spear.
Okay. Naginata wielding a matriarch and a management mode set, which contains wide selection of additional employees for the expensive management mode minigame. And finally, lastly, so fuck them.
I say it's a spear, but it's more of a halberd, but whatever.
Okay. The Legend of the Hero The Legendary Hero Edition will be $89.99. Includes all Hero Edition content as well as the full in-game crafting set, karaoke set, ultimate costume set, and stat boost set. So there you go.
You know, here's the thing.
And the voice actors, I'll bring them to you.
Yeah, here's the... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, here's the thing about these special editions for Yakuza. Wait about a month, and you'll get the special editions for like $20. That's what I did. I got all the special editions for Yakuza, except the one that I didn't get that I contemplated.
The one for six?
Huh?
There was one for six that had like an ice cube thing.
Yeah, that's the one I did not get. I didn't get that one, but I was interested in it. But it didn't go down in price. But the other special editions, just wait. Wait about a month, and you'll get it for $20, literally. So that's my advice. All right, let's move on, guys, because we got too much news. Mm-hmm. Next story comes to us. I think it's a Final Fantasy one, right, guys?
Yeah, you're right.
Final Fantasy 14 Shadowbringers brings patch 5.3, lands on August 11th, free trial expanded through Heaven's Word. So I think that's...
So if you want to do the free trial, you can do it all the way up to the new content.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, neither am I, man. Fuck that.
I liked WoW. I really enjoyed the fuck out of WoW, and I didn't regret playing it. But you know, it's once you're in it, like you're playing that, and you're not really playing much of anything else.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And for a while.
Yeah, that's why I don't play MMO RPGs. They're too good. You know, like you get too invested.
The thing is, you have to play a Realm Reborn. Then you have to do the expansions that came out before Heaven's Word did.
No, I'm okay in not playing MMORPGs. Yeah. They're great, and I'm sure this is really good. But
exactly, You know, you're exactly right, Frank. I'm sure this is a fun game and all, but like it's a rabbit hole we don't want to go down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have the time or energy.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. I have too much.
I just watch so many YouTube all the story scenes. I'd rather get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Cast out all the part threes for me.
All right, Eric, let's move on.
Let's see. Hold on. I am trying to pull it up. Star Renegades has got a date for September 8th on PC. So Raw Fury has announced that roguelike pixel art RPG Star Renegades will also launch for PC on Steam and GOG, and it'll be $25. And it's also slated to come on PS4, Xbox One, and Switch later in the year.
It looks fantastic. It looks gorgeous, actually, but it's got a card element, and I'm good. I'm good on that.
I'm fine. You need to, like, get over yourself, dude.
No, I don't like card-related type shit, dude. To me, it takes out a lot of the fun and joy of games. If I wanted to play card games...
If you ask me, it's basically just... Cards are just replacements for picking text on a menu.
Give me text every time. I'll take it.
you're an old man.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Okay, coming to us live from RPG site, Type Moon Studio BB reveals Fate Extra Record for current-gen platforms. So Fate Extra Record is a working title, a full-blown remake of Fate Extra to celebrate the latter's 10th anniversary. Fate Extra is the first RPG of the series that was released on PlayStation Portable.
I never got around to playing it, so I guess I'm selling it now.
PlayStation Portable. You sound all sad.
I love you, PlayStation Portable. Well, I was just thinking of my first one, and
I can give you
God
mine.
Rest its soul.
You have a portable.
I've got one. I'm talking about my first one. It died, and it's now.
I can give you my copy of the game.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, because you're not gonna play it.
Yeah, and I doubt that it's ever going to get ported to the Xbox.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
All right. Anything else on this? Oh, it's so sad.
Nobody like Xbox.
The Xbox.
I think Microsoft is positioning itself to market itself in Japan.
Yeah.
Because they have an opportunity to seize a market that's all but dead in Japan, because Japanese don't really play the PS4 all that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and they're releasing And while a lot of these are Western releases, they are releasing lots of Japanese RPGs on the console and other games from Japanese developers.
Yeah. You know what game I preferred to play on the Xbox, Breakman? Speaking of that,
mm-hmm.
Alien Isolation. It just seems smoother and it looks better on the Xbox to me. But it's a good game either way, whether you play it mm-hmm. PlayStation or whatever. But have you ever played that, Break?
No, I haven't.
That game is shit your pants central, dude. You can get it for like $5-$10 now, man. It's like super cheap on the digital store.
But, I don't know if I want a game that's gonna make me shit my pants.
Oh, dude, it's probably the scariest game I've ever played, bar none. The fucking Xenomorph is like the Xenomorph learns as you play. It's like got one of those AI like algorithms, dude. That like it's just fucking phenomenal, man. It's great. Dungeon says Alien Isolation is good stuff. It sure is, Dungeon. I really enjoy that game, man. It's hard as hell, man, but good. All right. Let's see who's.
And one final thing on that story: there's no release date announced. So yeah.
Okay. All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
And it doesn't say anything about North America, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be localized because Fate's actually kind of popular here.
Yeah. Actually, it's my turn. So I will do the next story from RPGsite.net. Persona 5 Royal has sold 1.4 million units worldwide. Persona series total sales surpassed 13 million. This is interesting. That's a really good number for Royal because the original P5 game sold a shit ton, so I didn't expect
that.
It's
only been out for a couple months, too. So.
Yeah, that's a real good number for Royal.
It released in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. Good numbers for that, so congratulations to Atlas on that, man. That's a really good number. I was really surprised. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got... Death End Request 2. This got a date for Steam. I guess it's been adjusted because they didn't quite know when it was going to be available to put up on the store. But it's coming out August 18th. And it was originally going to come out 28th, but I guess they got approved sooner than they expected. So the console version of the game probably still coming out on the 28th, though.
Yeah, so cool. Good news there. I mean, we usually get news of delays, so, you know, pushing up a game, that's really good. So, good news there. All right.
If you get it on Steam, you get some extra costumes that are only available on Steam.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah. Steam version will also have English, Japanese, traditional Chinese, and simplified Chinese subtitles.
Breakman. So. That reaction right there is how I feel every single time I hear about like free costumes or costume packs or mm-hmm. stuff like that. That's the reaction right there, man. Oh, really? Woo, yeah. Like, yep. You know, it's like, who cares?
Well, right. Especially like Capcom, for instance. Like, you look at their Street Fighter packages. All of them are just different costume packs and shit like that. Like, $5 so Zankeef can wear a top hat.
I hate costumes, man. I mean, they're cool if you get them, like, you know, for free or whatever. But, like, to pay for costumes, man, exactly. Golly, man.
Ugh. I don't want to pay for fake items for my fake characters.
I need to ask Wayland if Street Fighter V is actually worth a damn now.
He's in chat, man. I mean, ask him. He'll let you know. Okay, Break, what do we got next?
I don't know if there is actually a top hat for Zangief. That would be cool and all. But you know,
I'm not paying $5 for a top hat, no. Break, man.
Right. Top hat and a monocle for Zangief.
the Monopoly pack, you know?
Yes. Clint is live from RPG site. 13
Sentimentals. 13 yeah. Sentimentals.
13 sentimentals. Aw, we love each other.
Aww. Don't get all mushy-mushy on me now.
Right. 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, delayed to September 22nd in the West for PlayStation 4. English voices available in day one patch.
Okay. Yeah, they delayed it just so that they could release the patch on the same day. And probably because there's a shipping error, and it's probably going to have to be delayed by a week, so...
I mean, that's not a bad excuse at all to have to, you know, delay it a little bit and say, hey, you know, this way you can get the voice acting day one.
That game looks so good. Vanillaware, man. Vanillaware is fucking phenomenal. They're great. Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. And I'll play the video so the chatters can see what I'm talking about here. Chris Tales demo now available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Switch. So there you go. The demo will be live tomorrow in Europe. The 21st.
It's already.
It's already out. Yeah, it's already out. So you can get the demo. It looks great. Traditional turn-based RPG, which is something I'm always interested in. So this is something I might pick up, and I'm definitely going to play the demo. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The developer is Colombian.
Yeah. What were you saying, Break?
I was going to say I probably will download the demo, give it a try.
Wait, the developer's Colombian? So can we expect, like, tons of kilos of cocaine and drugs, trafficking and stuff?
That's the first thing you think of when you think of Colombia is cocaine.
What is the first thing you think of when somebody says Colombia, Break?
Jungles?
Jungles?
My first thought wasn't cocaine.
Mine was cocaine, man. I went straight for the gusto, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you go straight for the good stuff, man. All right, Break. Eric, you're up next.
Sukuna's got a date finally.
Yay!
And it's coming out November 10th in North America, November 20th in Europe, and be releasing on the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
Super
and
pretty game.
$40 for a physical version of the game. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's the same price for the digital release, but there's also a limited edition for $60.
What do you get for the extra $20, Eric?
But there's an additional special edition that you can get in Europe instead.
Hmm. I'm just wondering what you get in the...
I mean, it's about the same price, but I think it has different things in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to what you get for the extra 20, though. I mean, the artwork is phenomenal. I've seen a little bit of gameplay. I think I've seen a video on this before, but, standard action RPG with gorgeous visuals, there you go.
Well, from what I can tell, it's an action RPG, but it's also got some light Harvest Moon elements.
Yeah. Okay, Break.
Oh, so Harvest Moon. Never mind. I was thinking of.
It's probably more action RPG than it is Rune Factory, though. So
I think something else.
Yeah.
So anyway, coming to us live from RPG Site once again, Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne,
yes,
remaster coming to Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4 in spring 2021.
That is
a mouthful of a title.
It's super exciting, man. Did you ever play this Break on the PlayStation 2? Mm-hmm. This is a fucking good-ass game. You know how
When everybody reported on it, they made sure to tell everybody this is the version of the game that doesn't have Dante in it, instead it has Raito.
Yeah, yeah, which is fine. Who cares, man? That's not...
Dante sucks. And he's not even a good demon to have in your party, so who cares?
Yeah, it's no big deal. I am super excited. This is as close to a horror RPG as I got. And it's a great game. It's hard as hell, like fusion demons and stuff
like
that.
They are making a few quality of life changes. So
yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, that they do something.
Because there's a merciful difficulty they've added, which makes the game significantly less stressful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, let me read what other features we have on there.
Okay.
Megami Tensei Twitter account has also shared details of Japanese limited edition of the game that comes with a piano arrangement soundtrack and other goodies. Ooh. For 13,980 yen. Ooh, I'd like to know about that. Shin Megami, what's that?
The game has voice acting now, so...
Yeah, that's cool,
too. Shin Megami Nocturne, first released in 2003 for the PlayStation 2, localizations of its Director's Cut version coming stateside in 2004, the first game of the mainline series to do so. Interestingly, the trailer shows a quick clip of SMT character Raidu Kusunawa. Okay. Which indicates the remaster is based in 2008. Maniacs Chronicle, we already talked about that. Additionally, according to the extended Japanese trailer, a new merciful difficulty mode. We also talked about that already, and the voice actors. There's nothing else to say.
It's really fantastic, man. This is a great game. Like the game,
it'll probably come out before 5 does, though.
Yeah, the game is really difficult, so I'm glad they added like an easier difficulty on it. But there was some exploits. Like I remember, I think what was it, Black Sun or something that you could eventually get that made the game.
That's Digital Devil Saga. You probably remember.
Ah, yeah, I'm mixing, but I mix all those games up, man. But this game is also fantastic. But I'm glad they added that merciful mode because that's. I mean, it was really, really the difficulty curve. This is not the game that you want to like if you were to recommend a game for somebody to like start out playing RPGs. Nocturne is not it, but it
it's
is.
Like they're making Kingsfield to somebody who's interested in dungeon crawlers.
Yes, that's a good analogy, man.
Or recommending really the Fate series to somebody who's never seen anime before.
Yeah, exactly. Really good game though. This is like you guys have always like heard me talk about like horror RPGs and the lack therein of them.
The only problem I have with 3 is that its narrative is weak as hell.
It's not the strongest narrative, but it's
definitely a game that's more about atmosphere and exploration than
yes,
anything.
Yes, and that's fine. Like I said, this is as close to a horror RPG that you're gonna get. So I'm super excited for this. This is something that I will definitely play. Just like I will play this next one that comes to us from RPGsite.net. Speaking of Shin Megami Tensei, Shin Megami Tensei 5 is releasing worldwide in 2021 for the Switch, and only the Switch, I guess, for now.
Yeah, because I think they want to kind of make Shin Megami Tensei's flagship series exclusive to Nintendo, so they're going back to the roots.
Yeah, they might do that. It might be one of those timed exclusive things. I'm sure this will be on.
I'm sick of console exclusivity.
I don't care because you kind of have to set yourself apart. Like, can you imagine like playing? Like...
No, I get it, but I'm just saying personally, like I'm just sick of. You know, buying all different systems just play different games.
Yeah, I know, I get it, man. But really, we only have 3, right? Nintendo, Microsoft, and
yeah,
Sony.
Yeah, because everybody knows Stadia is going to be dead in like 6 months.
Oh, fuck Stadia! Who gives a shit? What is?
We also got like
and the Coleco, Amico, and what's the other one? The Atari AVS or whatever the fuck it's called, and the Intellivision.
Yeah,
I don't see any of those selling. Honestly,
yeah, I don't either. I mean, they'll get crushed, man. Maybe one will survive. But...
The only reason like Microsoft and Nintendo and Sony do is because they've been around. But I mean, you think about it, like mobile platforms have just taken over. Phones dominated. Yeah. Nobody wants to go out and buy a console they've never heard of.
Yeah,
for the most part, when they can.
Nope. You know, totally
play a game on their phone.
Yep, for sure. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got something that's of interest to me greatly because I love this series, but Eiyuden Chronicle Kickstarter will start on July 27th. Eiyuden Chronicle Kickstarter from Rabbit and Bear Studios, a Tokyo developer staffed to members who worked on past Seikoden games, is about to begin on July 27th. The company will begin attempt to make a 2.5D JRPG. Inspired the classic Konami series. The goal is to bring the title to PCs, although the console adaptations will be available as stretch goals, and they'll probably meet that. So, yeah. Yay, a successor to the Seikoden series, because Konami's the worst.
Yeah. Konami should just sell their properties, man. Like, they can make a shit ton of money. They could still keep the money from their stupid pachinko machines, like Castlevania and Silent Hill and all that shit, but...
I remember the last Seikoden game that came out in North America wasn't that great. It was a DS game, and then there was a Vita game that was called Centennial Tapestry or something, and it wasn't released in the U.S. because Konami just abandoned the games market at that point.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It was a Vita title.
It's a big history of abandoning things over the years, you know? Like, they start something new and they just forget about everything else they've done.
Yeah, Dungeon says...
Hey, music games! What about these other things we're doing? What other things? Yeah, kind of music games.
Yeah.
Well, they technically still sell the music games. They're just in Japan, and then the only way to play them at this point in the West is there was something like a round one.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I have huge hopes for this Kickstarter, also hoping it doesn't fail. Looks at Project Phoenix. Ooh, yeah, Dungeon.
Oh, well, by 2.5D, I think they mean the sprites are in 2D, but like the environments you're wandering around in are 3D.
Yeah.
Kind of like Octopath Traveler.
I'm pretty confident in this one, Dungeon. Like, Suikoden was super popular here, so they should have no problems getting that going. Pandemic might even be advantageous to Kickstarters, certain Kickstarters, and this might be one of them. People need entertainment, man. I know they don't have a lot of money because our government sucks and sent us $1,200 for 4 months, but good news, we might have another one coming, so, you know, maybe spend a little bit of that money on this game. So, all right, let's see, Eric was there. Okay, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Netflix August 2020 updates include Toradora and the Seven Deadly Sins, Imperial Wrath of the Gods. We're doing Netflix news now? Yeah. Here are all the notable anime coming to Netflix in August 2020.
This is mostly for Frank's benefit, but
yeah, no, I'm soaking it up, man. I just got Netflix. I got that free month, so I'm soaking this stuff up. So, what?
Agretsuko third season will appear on August 27th. Agretsuko is still trying to find love and escape from the daily grind. The Legend of Korra will appear on August 14th. I've heard that's been highly requested. It is equal to the Avatar The Last Airbender and follows the adventures of Aang's successor, Korra. Nagai Asu, A Law of the Seas, first season, will appear on August 1st, 2020. It follows students who lived below the sea who suddenly must attend school on land. Oh, that's kind of weird. Seven Deadly Sins, Imperial Wrath of the Gods, will appear on August 6th. It picks up where the Revival of the Commandment series left off and follows the adventures of Britannia's former holy knights. Toradora's first season... damn it, I said that wrong. Toradora! First season will appear on August 1st. It follows Ryuji, a kind guy looks like an intimidating troublemaker, and Taiga, a tiny and cute girl who is much fiercer than she appears, and their relationship.
I've got a bunch loaded up, and one of them is The Seven Deadly Sins. I started watching that series
I need to mention about Toradora. It's like, I reviewed the first season because, and I didn't know it was season one because I didn't know there was going to be a season two, because based on how the first season ends, it kind of is final, but I guess they have more story to tell, and it's coming back in 2020, so maybe by the end of the year we'll get a season two.
That's cool, man. Like, I'm all for this. Like, I said, I have seven.
And that's probably why it's on Netflix, because they probably made a Netflix deal. So yeah, season two will probably be put on whenever it's done.
It's a Netflix exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I kept Netflix. See, I had that free month.
And see, I didn't know if it left like Verve or not. I have to check. It might still be on there, but
they might be
removing it soon.
Yeah.
They might have an agreement with them or something at that point, but I know like Seven Deadly Sins is one of those Netflix exclusive animes.
Yeah. I was talking about Toradora, not Netflix.
Sorry.
No, I.
But how many seasons of the Seven Deadly Sins are there? Because like this sounds like a different series.
Was like a two in a movie, I think.
Yeah, I got Netflix because I wanted to watch like The Witcher. Which in that entire month, I never watched the Witcher.
I started watching The Witcher 2, and I got distracted by something else in the first 10 minutes, and I never got back to it.
I know it's the same thing here, man. Like I watched like Dungeon Buster had suggested watching a series called Kingdom, which I'll be reviewing the first season later. And I watched this other series called Glitch. I watched so much stuff on Netflix. I never got around to The Witcher, so I'm keeping Netflix for at least another month or two for sure. It's worth it. It's got tons of anime and, you know, other stuff that I wanted to see too. Like there's a series called Tokyo 2020 or something, or Sinking Tokyo or something like that. That seems interesting. There's one about like these dudes versus bugs. I can't remember the name of that anime, but there's like tons of shit on there that's like really cool.
There are a lot of Netflix exclusives. A lot.
Yeah. There's one called Cells or something like that, an anime about like inside
cells at work.
Cells at work. That's it. And it's about like you know, like red blood cells and white blood cells, like people acting as, you know, and that's interesting to me too. So
Frank, you need to watch. I need to watch it too. But both those cells at work, but also Kakeguri and Dora Hedoro.
I got Kakeguri on my queue. And I will get to it eventually. What was the other one, Eric?
Dora Doro.
Dora
Doro. Hedoro. Dora Hedoro.
Yeah, I got that on my queue as well, Eric. So I'm going to get to it, man. Oh, that the other thing is I watched Castlevania. That's what sidetracked me, too. So
also, another thing that's on Netflix that you might want to check is BNA, which is short for Become Your New Animal.
I think that's also on my list, Eric. So I've got plenty to keep. Kaimon? Okay.
And there's also another show you should probably check out is Gurren Lagann.
I think I have Gurren Lagann on there too. Maybe not, because I have so much, man. Like, literally series after series that I got to watch, man. If it was just movies, I'd blow through them and I'd be done with Netflix, but... No, man, I'm keeping Netflix for at least a couple of months because there's just tons of shit. Dungeon says I was about to add it to my list, but I was like, oh, no, I can't do that because time. Yeah, I'm the same way, but I added it there anyways because I never know what type of mood I'm in, Dungeon. So I put on what comes to mind. The Witcher was like number one on my list, and now it's like 10th or 11th.
Yeah. Another show, something. Carol and Tuesdays.
Which one?
Carol and Tuesdays.
Carol on Tuesdays. Okay, I'll try
And Tuesdays.
Carol, okay. I'll try to remember that one, Eric. But I've got so much on my to-do list. We'll see. But after I'm done with that list, I'm pretty much done with Netflix because it's shit I can see on other services and stuff. But the anime, for sure, I'm going to get in. The Witcher, I want to get in. I already did Lock and Key, even though they're coming out with Season 2. I wasn't super impressed with Lock and Key. But I'll have some reviews, Dungeon, that one that you recommended, Kingdom, I did season one. I also did Glitch. I watched the entirety of Glitch, so I'll have season two and three review coming up, real soon. All right. I think it's my turn to do the last story. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Blonde Wonderworld coming from Yuji Naka and Naoto Oshima. So there we go. Let's see if there's anything else. There's a trailer, so we know it's coming. We don't know anything more than that. It's an Xbox game. I put the trailer on. Confirmed the Xbox One and Series X version. Additional platforms appeared shortly after. It also appear on the Switch.
If anybody wants to know, PS4, did the Sonic game.
PS4 and PS5. What'd you say, Eric? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying Yuji Naka is the guy who would trade Sonic.
Yeah, and has definitely distanced himself from that train wreck of a series of games, but sure. Hopefully this will be good. It looks very colorful. There's no real gameplay or anything, so not much is known about this game. So we know it's an action platformer. That's about all we know. So, okay, that is the news. I can't believe we finally got through all of that. No homie discounts this week. I didn't see anything of note, even though
there's a decent sales on the eShop and PS Store, though.
Yeah, the PlayStation revealed their summer, but it's pretty much a lot of the same stuff. Let's see, Kaiman's a character in Dory Doro, but his name gets yelled at a lot. Wonder Frank's powers activate from a Netflix sponge. Exactly. Actually, there's more sources than that, Dungeon, you know. But those are to be revealed within the next 600 episodes of Grinders, along with the origin of my name, which I've never explained on the show. Actually, I have a couple times, just people forget. But okay. should I play it, Breakman?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Dear Breakman, what do we got?
I've got a couple of things. Freak 5 Chaos, this is not a question on Dear Breakman, but he had a comment. He said, now that Frank Branch has my address, I just know he is going to send me something from poopsenders.com.
He sent me that link, man. You can actually buy poop and send it to people. And you can, like literally, like, gallons or, like...
Revenge mail.
Yeah. and I was like, because he won the game, right? The free game. And I was like, yep, I just ordered your poop senders on Twitter. If Freak 5 is listening, I don't know if he's in chat. I didn't see him in chat. But there's been a slight...
You could email someone a link to... Don't shit your pants.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, don't shit your
here,
pants.
Here, let me read these off for you. Cow dung, $17.95. You can buy it by the quarter of the gallon. Elephant crap, $18.95. Again, quarter gallon.
I'm surprised it's that cheap considering where you'd have to go to get elephant crap.
Gorilla poop, $19.95. Or a combo pack for $44.95.
Ooh, combo pack. That's the one I think I got him. No, you know what game he picked? I don't know if he wants me really saying. I guess, man. He picked Fairy Tail for the Switch, which doesn't even come out till the end of the month. But there's even a slight delay on that to August 4th, apparently. But it's already paid for, and it'll be going his way whenever they ship it out. But
yeah, that is next Friday.
Yeah, it's not that far away, but still. But all right, well, there you go. What else we got, Breakman?
We do have one Dear Breakman question. Dear Breakman, and this comes from Bernie, would you rather have someone stick a finger up your butt or watch someone else stick a finger up your mate's butt?
That's interesting. That's actually a really interesting question.
Did you two have an argument about this or something?
No.
Was she having somebody stick something up her butt? Was that what was going on?
No, it's an interesting question, though. Like, because it goes like, it's like, take one for the team type deal. Would you do that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, would you take a bullet for the one you love?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I wasn't reading it like that. I was just thinking of like a proctate exam.
I know what I'm doing, man.
Prostate exam. God damn, I can't get the word out.
I'm watching somebody do it to her, man. I'm not taking anything up my butt. You know, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that at all or anything, but no, I'm not taking one for the team. Huh?
We see, there's not enough detail here for me to answer this properly. Like, it doesn't say, like, is this person going to put a glove on? Are they going to use lube? Like, I don't want somebody sticking their bare hands up my ass.
No, they're going dry, man. They're going dry.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want dry either.
Use gloves.
Yeah, exactly. There needs to be like some latex gloves. There
and
needs
some lube, you know.
Tons of lube, just tons and tons of lube.
So you tons can slip right in and out, right, Breakman? I mean, that's right. the whole
Is it in yet? Oh, we're done. Oh, thank God.
And if you're going to be like fisting in the butt, then you might want to get your colon cleaned first.
Oh, my God. No, there's no fist going up in my butt,
it's
man.
Just like one finger. How did you escalate it to the whole fist?
He's got a dirty, filthy mind.
I know. What the hell, man? We're talking about finger and butts. You want a fist in the ass?
Weiland says, oh, my, what did I walk back into? You don't want to know, Weiland. You really don't.
Oh, you didn't hear the question, Weiland. Let me repeat it for you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Would you rather someone stick a finger up your butt or watch someone else stick a finger up your mate's butt?
Yeah.
I'd got to say I am extremely jealous. I'd have to take one for the team, I believe.
No way, man.
Need, like, butter and lube and like butter. Oil and Crisco.
I'm throwing Bernie. Gloves. I'm throwing Bernie under this bus, man. I'll watch someone else stick their finger up her butt, man. Like that.
You're gonna hire a homeless person to stick their finger.
Oh, God. A homeless person? Now we gotta think about this, man. Like, are they good looking or, you know?
you mean by that they're clean?
Yeah. What? Have you ever seen a clean homeless person, Eric, honestly?
Well, it depends on how homeless and how long they've been homeless.
That's true. That's true, too. I mean, it could be like this really hot chick that just got evicted or something. Or at least that's what I want to fantasize in my mind.
You're trying to minimize the damage of this, and I'm just trying to
I'm trying to be logical. Like, one's going to happen, you know. If somebody's going to stick it up, their finger up somebody you care about's butt, it's not going to be somebody hot. It's not what's happening.
I know, man. It's just, it's my fantasy, like wants and stuff, and it's just not going to happen that way, man.
Yeah, why would, like, Mike Pence would be the one to stick the finger up her ass.
Oh, God. No! Oh, God. I think I would immediately puke, man. It deals off if that happens, man. Deal is off. Weiland's just shrugging. I'm surprised you're not shaking your head, Weiland, because I would at this question, man. My dog is deciding to join the party here. So, hi, dog.
We got one for the one for taking it and one for making somebody else take it. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, break the tie.
I'd rather have somebody else do it to someone else.
See? Very reasonable response, Eric. I totally agree, dude.
I think either way you lose with this one, but, you know.
Oh, my dog wants to apparently talk on the microphone. Excuse you.
Dog, that's something to say, doesn't it?
I guess, man. She just, like, went right between me and the microphone. I'm like, golly. She's like a tiny chihuahua, dude. Like she's like literally like what, 5-7 pounds? I don't know what she weighs, but
my girl's like 70 pounds.
Jeez, yeah. See, this dog is like tiny, man. All right, excuse you, Jesus. Okay, let's move on to
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know why my dog has been licking me in the mouth all this time. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Actually, I have been playing a lot of games this week. Ooh, a lot.
Okay. All right.
And the reason I have been in it is because Xbox is doing their big game preview and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they just like they've done since I guess a couple of years ago now when they do E3, they put a bunch of demos out for people to play, since obviously there's no E3 this year. They waited until they did their own Xbox thing, which is their big reveal of Halo and some of the other games. I didn't watch any of the other games because I just kept watching the Halo video over again. But that's not a joke either. but I did play a bunch of the demos that are on the I just got to going through them and trying them out kind of randomly and seeing what I like. I got to say, I enjoyed most of them. Yeah. To be honest with you.
What did you play?
Okay, there's a sequel to Night Squad.
what?
For the people that didn't play, it's a party game. It's a top-down. You get control over a little bitty knight dude, and you fight each other, and it's a party game. It's fun.
Okay, all right.
Type thing, but the sequel's just more of the same thing. Let me see. There's a remake of Destroy All Humans.
Remake, it's a remaster, I think.
Remaster, whatever. I was playing that for a little bit, having a little bit of fun with that, because, you know, killing people sounds fun. And I didn't really play it that much when it originally came out. I guess that was back in the Xbox days, original Xbox days. Nine Monkeys of Shaolin.
Okay.
This is a brawler type game. There were a lot of like options, combat options, stuff like that. I was really enjoying it. Looks like you'll get stronger as you go along, and I'd definitely be more interested in seeing more of that game when it comes out.
Is it kind of like a Smash, or is it more like Power Stone?
No, not like that. It's a like
beat 'em up, like Street Rage.
Yeah, like Double Dragon or something like that, more of. You know what it really reminds me of? That Mortal Kombat Shell and Monks game.
Oh, I kind of like that game, even though it wasn't the greatest.
It wasn't the greatest, but I enjoyed it too. That's what it reminded me of.
Well, it's called Shell and Monkeys. So.
Or not? It's Nine Monkeys of Shaolin. So yeah,
well, close enough.
Yeah.
There was a game called Mayhem Brawler, which was same thing. It's basically a beat 'em up side scroller, straight up rip off of something like Final Fight.
Yeah,
it was okay. I wasn't going out of my way to play this game. I wouldn't spend more than $5 for it or something like that. I don't think it was.
Yeah, Switch. I'd recommend History of Beatdown City.
Let me see, Scourgebringer. That was an interesting game. That was a roguelite game. You go room to room, killing bad guys, and you can get power-ups along the way. You earn enough like ability points, you can get permanent upgrades. So you can keep going back in and get stronger while you do it, which is kind of interesting.
Kind of like Dead Cells. Play more.
Yeah. I definitely want to play it more. I was dying a fucking shit ton.
Have you played Dead Cells, Break? It might be on the Xbox Game Pass, but I'm not sure.
Don't think so. I'd have to... No, I don't think so. Let me see. I also played Solaroids, which was... It reminded me of SinStar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Sinistar.
You remember that? Like the top-down...
Yeah, yeah. No, I love Sinistar, man. That's an old-school
Sinistar,
game.
That's what it is. Yeah. Or Time Pilot, which is one of my favorites. But, it wasn't as enjoyable as those, but it might be because I was playing by myself and this was a four-player game.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
they heavily say, like, this is, like, a multiplayer game again, like Night Squad. Those two games would be a lot better if I had more people to play with. Another game like that was Swim Sanity.
Okay.
It's a multiplayer game where you're underwater fighting baddies. For instance, like there's a race mode where you're all trying to get away from a giant fish that's going to eat you, and you're shooting everything in the way and power up and stuff like that. Yeah, again, more fun if there are more people to play with. Let me see. Tesla Force. That was... It reminded me of Hunter the Reckoning.
Ooh, that's a game that I used to love. That wasn't the greatest game in the world, but I like that game, man, especially playing with someone else.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a multiplayer game. Actually, I think it was two-player. Something like the old Smash Brothers or that top-down shooter type thing. Like Hunter the Reckoning, yeah. Kind of a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
And this was based on... It's called Tesla Force, so it's based on like those early 19th century inventions and discoveries Tesla coils and all that imaginary stuff like that.
But, yeah, exactly.
Anyway, next we have Genesis Noir, which is the weirdest thing I've ever played.
Wow!
I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know really how to describe it. It's in a lot of it was in black and white. There was a rhythm part, and there was a part where I was kind of doing Simon. But you're like walking through space, and then you're walking through buildings, and it's just going to different window panels like comics. It was really bizarre. I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
so it's the polar opposite of Rez, then. That's what you're telling me.
I love games like obtuse games like that sometimes, Breakman, because sometimes they, like when they click, they really click, you know, but sometimes they don't, but like sometimes they do. And the ones that do, I don't know if that's an example of it, like if you kept playing it. But
yeah, I didn't see any violence or anything like that. There was no like fighting that I could see. It was just story driven, it seemed.
Yeah.
Kind of. Okay. It's really hard to explain. It's like a really obtuse anime or something.
Yeah, okay. I'm intrigued.
It's really hard to explain. But the game was called Genesis Noir. So
okay.
Yeah, you should check it out if you're looking for something weird and different, because that definitely is. It fits the bill.
Yeah.
Let me see. Next, I played Wari Orb. Ha ha ha. They capitalized the O in Warrior and then added a B, Wari Orb. I don't know. I played a little bit of it. I was just kind of... I wasn't enjoying it too much. Kind of a side-scrolling thing. I didn't really get too far in the demo. I kept dying at a stupid spot and said, I fucked this. I gotta go play
fuck
something
this
else.
Game. Too much like Dark Souls.
No, it wasn't like because it was hard. It was just kind of really stupid.
Yeah. It wasn't because it was hard. It was just stupid. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe if I got to the part where I'm actually like fighting instead of just a bouncing ball, it might have been more enjoyable. But when you're just a bouncing ball trying to not get shot and jump over holes and stuff like that, I was not having fun.
Okay.
But I watched the video and it looks like there's fighting and action and stuff, so I just did not get that far. Probably, more than a minute long. there's a few more games I played. Bite the Bullet. This one's different, too. This one's a shooter sort of like in the vein of what were those SNK shooters? Metal Slug.
Mm, okay.
Sort of like that. But your characters eat the other. You eat your enemies.
Oh, like a Kirby style, huh?
No, more like a cannibal style.
Okay. Well, even
like,
better.
This is kind of like an 8-bit, 16-bit graphics, but like you know, you eat the guys, and then your character can become fat and such like that. Like you get different stats off of eating different enemies, and
so you're like a zombie, but not a zombie.
Man, it's got a weird storyline. Apparently, in the future, food has become scarce, so they invented this thing where humans can consume anything. So in this game, you consume each other.
I like it. Okay. All right.
It was interesting. I'll play it some more. I kind of liked it. But I saved the ones I enjoyed the most for last. Haven is the RPG we talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely unique as far as like what you're doing on the battle or on the field. Like you're kind of jetting around on hover. You and the other character, and you get into fights where you work together using like the buttons and the joypad. The buttons do one character, the joypad does the other character, which was kind of unique. But what really caught me with this game is the two characters are actually in a relationship, like they're dating.
Yeah. I saw this. I'm interested.
Yeah, their crash landed on like they're crashing on a weird planet, and they're trying to, you know, find food and get, you know, get off of this weird planet. But I mean, they're a couple, and they do things together. Like they cook for each other, they sleep together. There was no sex. Let me get that right. But like,
darn
like
it.
They hold hands and they talk. Like they perform like a real couple. It's interesting. It's a mechanic I've really never seen in a game before. It's usually, you know, like learning about each other and will they, won't they. Like, no, these two are already together. And their choices of text dialogue and stuff like that. So I'm wondering how you can affect the relationship as it goes forward. But there were all really cool little touches I liked. As you're like gliding through the stages, sometimes when they're close together, like they'll hold hands. Or sometimes when they're just walking together on the field, like they'll just stop and hug each other.
That's cool, man. That's like a nice little different kind of thing for a video game. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Like the video games finally realizing, hey, man, there are adults that play these things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not taboo that, you know, a character can kiss each other in a game. Oh my goodness.
They
can care about each other. They can love each other. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Have sex with each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other game that I really liked was kind of, I don't know if it's a Metroidvania or not. It kind of felt like in that vein, but to the point I'd gotten, there was no backtracking. The game's Gauntlet Force. Ooh, I think there's another word to it. It's not based on Gauntlet in any way. It's just
that's what it's called.
Sci-fi, yeah. Uh-huh. But you're in a universe where your character is Captain Bruce Campbell.
Oh, okay. Hey guys, after you're done, break. Eric, go ahead and go with your games, but I'll be right back. I gotta let this dumb dog out.
That's all I did. I enjoyed that one the most because I got the feeling of a Metroidvania, even though I wasn't backtracking or anything like that. So
what's
I don't
it
know.
Called again?
Metroidvania. It's Gauntlet Force.
Okay.
There was another word, and I forget. I didn't write it down.
Something Gauntlet Force?
No, Gauntlet Force something.
Oh.
Shoot.
Okay.
Well, poop. I'm going to have to look it up and see if I can find out what the other thing is. But, I was enjoying the hell out of that. It reminded me of, you know, Metroidvania-type games. I love those type of games. So. But the Haven, I think, was the most interesting because it was very different from what I'm used to. But that's all I got. So what do you got?
I can play more Seven Scarlet. I'm on the fifth scenario and I'm nearing the end of that one. So we can move on to the final scenario, be Ooh. Done with it, and provide a review for it.
Yeah, you've been on Seven Scarlet.
I still need to write the review for London Detective Mysterio, so I'm probably just going to write them both at the same time.
There you go.
But Paper Mario the Origami King, which I put down for a while because there's a game-breaking bug that happens if you're not careful.
Ooh.
It involves saving after a certain event. so I don't want to forget, so I'm just going to wait until it's done.
Okay, that's a fucked up game bug.
Yeah, they got to patch
that. There's another bug in the game that isn't game-breaking, but it does prevent you from doing 100% completion. And there is another one that I encountered. It's probably related to the other one, but I think I clipped through a coffin that had the heart expansion container. I picked up the container, but the toad guy that's supposed to tell you where you found them doesn't register me having picked it up. So I'm going to get 100%. The game's going to act like it. I don't.
Oh, that would irritate the shit out of me.
Yeah, especially if you're going for 100%, you know.
Well, even if you're not, it's just like you did all the work to get it, and it's like, no.
No, but, you can't have it.
But no, you're not getting it. But I did it. Nope. No proof of that.
I had a something similar like that happen to me. You guys remember that game Maximo for the PS2?
Yeah.
Man, that game was buggy as all get out, man. I liked it, but I had to stop playing because...
Anyways... Yeah. Since I put that on hold, I decided I'd play Curse of the Moon 2 some more today, and I got through 3 of the episodes, the first episode, the second episode, and the EX version of the second episode is where I'm on now.
Yeah, okay. What else you been playing, Eric?
And there's the final episode. But, that's it, really.
I played, I think it was last week after I got done with the show, I played a little bit of Friday the 13th with, Freak 5 and Dead Dog's Eye and a couple other people, but it was fun. Like, I only got to play one match, but of course, guess who was Jason? Not me, but Freak 5 was. So I'm like, oh boy, I'm so fucked. And so I decided to just like wait for Freak 5. So I set up a trap like right in front of a door, and I was waiting for him. I was like crouched in a corner. And all I wanted to do was, like wait till he got on the trap and then just, like stop right in front of him and, like, try to, like, do a teabagging move even though, Jason's not on the ground. And then right. Run, even though I know he would eventually catch me. But it didn't work out that way. It was funny, like, we were all talking, and here comes Freak Five. He knows I'm in the house somewhere, right? And he barely misses the trap. He does not see the trap, so I'm like, fuck, I'm just gonna run and get past him and go outside and just keep running until he catches me. But he didn't even see me, so if I had stayed still, he would not have seen me. And I'm like, fuck, I suck at this game. So of course he ends up killing me, you know.
Sounds like that game you played might be time exclusive, but because I didn't get any sense it was coming out on anything else.
What are you talking about?
Game Breakman, I was talking about the Gauntlet Force Rise of Machines game.
But anyways, I also played quite a bit of Dragon Quest XI. I'm about a third of the way done with DQ11, and it's pretty fantastic. It's not in the 8 category, except visually. Visually, it's beautiful.
Are you sure you're a third of the way done?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The game has like 3 acts.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm like, the thing is only, what, like 24 chapters or something? Or 20, I don't know. But
it doesn't actually have chapter count, I think.
Yeah, it has a chapter count. Like,
well, yeah, but like, it's not something you really notice.
Yeah, it's nothing you really notice, but I'm about a third of the way done, so.
Because there's like the beginning portion of the game, then there's the event that happens, and then the world's
I'm right before, I think I know what you're talking about, Eric. I'm right before the event, so I'm about a third of the way.
And then you technically get your first ending, then there's this post game, which is an epilogue portion of the game.
Yeah.
You get the true ending if you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm working my way through it. It's a really, really fun game. It's not quite as charming as 8, but I'll have a review maybe in a couple weeks. I'm thinking about 2, maybe 3 weeks.
I don't know. I really like Silvando.
Silvando's great. I just got him in my party, and actually a little past that, but
technically it's they're a her because they kind of identify as woman. And I mean, they kind of respond to both, so it's confusing.
Yeah.
But like, and they kind of flubbed their sexual orientation in the English version of the game.
Yeah, I did notice that. A lot of the dialogue is kind of weird with Silvando, but he's definitely very, I don't want to say gender fluid, because that's not the proper way of describing Silvando, but I like it, man.
It'd probably be best to call them non-binary.
Non-binary. Yeah, that'd be the best way to do it. Yeah, non-binary. Okay.
I'm non-binary, but they're also very effeminate. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, really good. I mean, kudos to them. It's Dragon Quest XI's a good game. There's just no question about it. Might be the best game I played all year.
I think in the Japanese of the game, version of the game, they had written them as someone who was born a girl but decided to live their life as a man and is identified as such.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember exactly what this person told me. So
I don't know, but Dragon Quest XI is standard Dragon Quest fare. Visually, it's great. It's turn-based. It's great. It's everything I want in a game. So it's not a perfect game by any stretch, but it's damn near close, man, so far. Anyways, we need to move on to this.
RP Grinders reviews.
Break, did you have any reviews this week?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Eric, you want to go with your review?
All right. I watched Prison School. And this is another fan service type of show, but it's like a fan service show with a specific fetish in mind for people who are masochists. And it's about these five guys who went to this high school that had up until this point been traditionally an all-girls school. And it's a boarding school, so they live in a dorm somewhere. But they had a hard time adjusting to the life at the school with them being the only guys there. And since they're hot-blooded young men, they decided to do a peep in the girls' locker room. But, like, the main character kind of didn't want to get involved, and then he got involved when they dropped one of their phones down because they were going to use the cord of the phone as, like, a rope so they could use the camera on their phone to look at the girls in the locker room. And it falls down into the potted plant, and he has to retrieve it. And then that gets them landed into the prison because, like, that's the thing with the school. The school has, like, a prison system where, like, the delinquent students, instead of being sent to, like, juvie or something, they get thrown in a fake prison and have to do, like, prison labor type of stuff.
Hate this.
Yeah.
I hate this idea because I would have been there.
Yeah. So it's sort of like what you're describing, Eric.
But the Underground Student Council that came up with the idea of they wanted to get rid of the – they didn't want the school to be co-ed, so they're trying to find excuses – to kick the boys out and go back to being an all-girls school. So they're misandrists. And so, they get in all sorts of trouble with those girls.
So it's sort of like a Porky's meets...
And so it's basically kind of like Prison Break, but high school.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense, too.
Wow. And that is, like, my worst nightmare.
It is an entertaining show, but, like, the fan service part... gets a little racy. There is nudity in it, though. So Breakman might be blurred in by that.
Go on. I'm listening.
What was that? You have my attention now.
Yeah, exactly. Nudity. But, sweet.
There is... The manga goes beyond the show, and it's been like 5 years, and there's no sign of a season two happening.
Oof.
So it feels like the show is more of an advertisement for the manga, even though the manga is what inspired the show to begin with, because I guess nobody wants to fund another season. But so it's like, if you want the other story, you're going to have to read the manga instead.
Uh-oh.
Not a bad idea. All right. So what are you giving Prison School, Eric?
Although it the second season, if it were to be made, would, just like the manga, be about a completely different set of characters. But I'm going to give the show 7.
Okay. Well above average, worth watching. Where do you see the Prison School? Which service can you see?
Funimation.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Anything else before I move on to my...
And also, the only way to see the uncut version is through the English dub. There was no uncut version of the Japanese original show made.
Huh. Okay.
I'm guessing because of censorship.
And by uncut, you mean nudity, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't take the English masters and redub it in Japanese for that release. So. Okay,
all right. All right, I got some quick reviews here.
The very least, it's not on Funimation. You'd have to probably buy the Blu-rays.
Yeah, okay. Real quickly, last week I reviewed Glitch Season 1, and I did get a chance to see Season 2 and 3, so I'll go ahead and review that. Season 2 is every bit as good as Season 1. It basically, this is a series about some people that rise up from their graves, and you really, at first you're kind of thinking it's kind of standard zombie fare type stuff, but these aren't zombies. They're people that have all their memories, et cetera, et cetera. But they're from...
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do they get, like, superpowers when they grab orbs, floating orbs in the sky?
No.
They turn into, like, animal-type beasts?
No, they do not. But
they rise from their graves.
Rise from your grave.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's... Oh. At first, you're like... It's kind of... The first season just is... does a lot of character development. I already explained the premise on last week's. But season two is no different. Even more character development, which I love. But you learn a lot more, and it takes a twist. At first, you think it's more of like, kind of a zombie. But then there's a twist that they have their memories, and they're, you know, perfect, you know, people. They don't, you know, how they were before and stuff like that. But then there's certain other twists, like, you know, they have a boundary. Like, if they go past this boundary, they start, you know, kind of like dying. So they have to stay within this boundary in this town. And, you know, some other stuff happens, and it ends up being more of like kind of science fiction-y, with a weird, it's sort of like X-Files in a way, meets Twilight Zone. That's the best way that I can explain it. But it is... It gets good. And the last season, all right, you know how I normally complain about series and how they end? I mean, how many times have you seen a series that just ends shitty, right? Game of Thrones comes up to mind. Like, Game of Thrones was an awesome series until the end, and they just fucked it up, right? There's other series like that, like Dexter. You know, Dexter was a good series until they fucked that up, and other series. I can go on and on. But Glitch comes to as perfect of an ending to a series as I could ever imagine. I mean, off the top of my head, I would put the ending of Glitch up there with Breaking Bad, which I thought had an almost perfect ending, and The Shield, which I thought The Shield had a really, really good ending to it. There's not many series that go... Quantum Leap did have a awful ending.
Wait, it had an ending because I didn't see it.
yeah, it's terrible. But Glitch had a really good ending, man. It's only three seasons. I highly recommend watching it. Season two and three get nines. There was a weird little subplot with one of the characters that I did not like at all. Yeah, the Sopranos ending wasn't great. Dungeon. I mean, it could have been worse, but I didn't like the ending to Sopranos either.
I was kind of indifferent to it because I don't know what people really wanted from the ending. Did you want like Tony to die?
Yeah, like guns blazing, something. You know, some action.
I didn't think that was going to happen because they were talking about movies for a long time. Like, I didn't see him dying at all. But I know there's a conspiracy theory that cameras going off was him dying. But
yeah,
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe it either. But I mean, they could have ended that series way better. I'm with you. I was kind of indifferent. It didn't offend me, but it wasn't like the greatest thing in the world.
It was like the family is getting back together and they're having lunch and like, you know, just it's kind of the normal thing.
Yeah,
you know, which was kind of sort of the point of the show is like, even though he's this gangster and everything, like he's like it was all about the family.
Yeah, but maybe they could have like. You know, a satisfying ending to me would have been maybe him in jail and, like, running things from jail. That might have been kind of a good ending.
Then it'd be like the Seinfeld ending.
I guess, yeah.
Another bad ending. That was another bad ending. Yeah. Like you said, we can go all night with shows with bad endings.
Yeah, I know. I know. See, that's what I'm talking about. So if you want a show with a really solid, good, definite end, Glitch is the series for you. It is. It's got one of the best endings of any series I've ever seen, so it gets high marks for that. Dungeon says the ending for the Americans, on the other hand, was so good. I've never seen one episode of the Americans, Dungeon. I'm going to have to rectify that at some point.
I keep hearing it's a great show.
Yeah, yeah. Dungeon, per your kind of recommendation, I know you haven't seen it yet, but I did start Kingdom on Netflix Season 1. And boy, oh boy, that was a great recommendation. Kingdom is basically zombies in feudal Korea, if you can, you know, kind of imagine that. But these zombies, like, only are animated at night. But there is a twist at the end of season one and into season two that you, I'm not going to ruin, but whew. It's pretty damn good. A lot of political intrigue and a lot of, like, you know, basically it revolves around the plot of an emperor that gets sick with this zombie disease, and he becomes a zombie, but they kind of have to, you know, pretend that he's alive and, you know, keep things as normal, you know, to kind of keep the kingdom, you know, where it is. But it is Dungeon. You have to see it. It's good. I really don't want to spoil anything, but there are some nail-biting moments. There's heroism. There's political intrigue. It is, as far as that type of stuff goes, it's as good as Game of Thrones with that. You know, the writing is super solid. The dub is pretty good. Like, they did a fairly good job with the dubs. I mean, there's hiccups here and there, but there's always going to be hiccups with English dubs. But season one's really good, man, and I'm already, like, maybe halfway through season two, and it's good, man. It's got something for everybody. Yeah, even if you don't like horror, you would like this series. Kingdom is good stuff, man. I'm giving season one a solid 8.5 out of 10. I think season two has potential to be even better. So I highly recommend watching it. If you like horror, if you like political intrigue, if you like Korean zombies, if you like twist and different things, this is a good series for you. It's not going to be as twisty as like a Game of Thrones. Like, you're not going to get, you know, every episode some weird twist going on, but there are enough to keep you intrigued. And the characters, there's one character in particular, the prince, that is one of the most endearing characters I've ever seen in any series ever. So I highly recommend watching it. Kingdom Season 1 gets a solid 8.5 out of 10 for me. And I'm looking forward to reviewing Season 2 next week. So you'll have that to look forward to. Anybody got a heistcapade this week? Breakman?
Our president taking or bragging about taking a cognitive test.
Oh boy, yeah. Let me just give this to. Yeah, it's more like this. Yeah, I saw that. How could you be proud of it, of taking that stupid cognitive test? Anybody, a fucking 5-year-old could take that test and pass it, man. It's so dumb. All
he
it proves.
He was bragging about it like it was the hardest thing he'd ever done. It's, yeah.
Are you actually alive is what the test was probably.
You know what bothered me the most about that, Breakman, is the fact that he was saying that the doctors were totally amazed. And it's like, no, they weren't. They didn't tell. This test was like, it didn't test.
The thing is, tests
have failed him?
I've seen this kind of test administered before, like doctors trying to find out if the patient's okay.
Yeah.
They are upbeat and they are congratulating the patient on everything they get right because they want the patient to be happy. I think that's what happened with him, like in just... Wow, he is like that pathetically stupid.
I think Dungeon got it right. He said they were amazed he could follow directions. I think that's what it was, man. Like, and by the way,
like I said, they should have made him do the Turing test. He would have failed.
By the way, he did not release the results of that test. I'm very curious to see the results, the actual results of that test, because I guarantee he didn't get 100%. Guaranteed, man. That easy ass test.
Probably more like 65.
No, he probably passed it with like an 80 or something, because I mean a fucking doorknob could pass that with an 80, you know. But
they asked him to repeat person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Money. They asked him to say money, didn't they?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's, I mean, come on. And you know what? He just made that up. The real test, it's like Auburn, Amber, you know, whatever they say. But it's so stupid. It's just dumb. And if you can't remember five words, I mean, there's something definitely cognitively wrong with you.
You need to be sent somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else on that break?
No.
You, Eric, any heiscapades?
No.
Okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman, you're up.
Frank, how many people have died of the coronavirus?
Over 140,000. Are you talking just...
Americans. Yeah, Americans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 140,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
What has Trump said about that? I mean, about the people that have lost their lives. You know, pretty much he said it's good numbers and such like that.
Yeah, it's good numbers, and it's less than the flu, and, you know, all kinds of stupid things he said.
Yes, that minimize it completely. Now, the most vile human being on the planet, quote-unquote, committed suicide last year.
Jeffrey Epstein, yeah.
Yes, and his partner in crime, the most vile woman on the planet,
Ghislaine Maxwell,
was just arrested.
Under the context, that's a horrible name, Ghislaine.
I didn't even think about that, Eric. Anyways, go ahead.
I can't believe I never thought of that. Anyway, so the president has said that, you know, about people dying from coronavirus, 140,000+. You know, this is good numbers. You know, he's happy about it. What's he say about a convicted or about somebody who's in jail or been arrested for raping young girls?
Yeah. He said, "I wish her well." I think it was the exact quote.
I've hung out with her a lot. I wish her well. I really do.
Yeah.
Pedos look after each other.
What kind of fucking world do we live in where the president of the United States of America is more concerned with a rapist than all the people's lives that are being ruined by a virus?
I know. God, I'm raising my hand, Breakman. I know why. You want me to tell you?
No, I know why. I'm just saying, like, what kind of world do we live in where this is what's going on now?
Yeah.
Where rapist in chief is more concerned with, you know, hiding his crimes than all yes, the
I would. I'm glad. Yep, that's what it is, Breakman. She has tapes. She has tapes, and I would not.
They raided his home, and they took the tapes. I think the tapes have been destroyed.
Nope. I guarantee. Ghislaine Maxwell. The only thing that is keeping her alive is those fucking tapes, Breakman. I'm telling you right now.
She might have some, but they raided the house, and they
doesn't matter.
Of the breakdowns that they found a whole lot of tapes. Those tapes are destroyed.
Yeah,
all
those
tapes
ones
gone.
You don't think that she wasn't smart enough
under the DOJ and Barr, like he destroyed everything.
Yeah, you don't think that she was smart enough to not have copies of those tapes, Breakman?
She wasn't smart enough to not get herself involved with a child rapist across the country.
But if you're gonna do that, you're gonna have some insurance,
man.
Yeah,
you're right.
She's got insurance, bud. She's got all the goods, and that's why you got people like Geraldo Rivera and Alan Dershowitz, who's a piece of shit.
I know. He's one of the worst human beings.
Yeah.
Just period.
I mean, you've got all these people defending – and Trump is being super like – like it's not secretive. He's doing it out in public. He's like, I wish her well. And in other words, you're going to get a pardon, so don't worry about it type thing. You know, I mean, that's all it is, man.
You scratch my back,
yep.
I scratch yours. I'm not saying quid pro quo, but
right. And it's gonna she's gonna lay some bombshells, Breakman. Watch and see, buddy. Just watch and see.
I mean, we've already seen a list of a lot of the people that are on it. Like there are a lot of big names, and there are names that are gonna make people very unhappy. But It's just, that's what's happened.
Any you bets know,
those
on...
people are fucking sick. They've got a problem.
Any bets on whether Donald Trump is on that list or Alan Dershowitz or Geraldo Rivera or...
Why would they be on the list? What do you mean? are you saying that these people flew on the Lolita Express and stood on or went to Pedo Island and partied with the child rapist supreme himself?
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Or is that what you're saying?
Bill Clinton, huh. Who else?
And Hillary Clinton.
Prince Andrew, Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Like, God, these people are sick, man. They're sick. They're sick, Breakman. And you know what? We're going to get those names out in public next week. I'm guessing it's going to come out next week.
Yeah, I know there's like a Saudi prince, at least, that we know of. Yep. Matt Groening was another name that showed up on that list.
Yep.
Fuck, there's so many names. I can't think of any of the other ones right
now. Yeah, no, we knew about this years ago. Didn't we say this on the show like years ago, Breakman? Like,
we've been talking this for so long before he was ever a big news story because we wanted it to be a big news story.
Yeah,
it needs to get out there, you know?
Yep. And you know what? The Anonymous and Death Op Eaters have been saying this for years too. I brought it to everybody's attention. They've known it for years and years and years, and just now the fucking mainstream media is picking up on it. And you know what? They're holding it like with velvet gloves, man. They don't want to they're dancing around it, because I guarantee a lot of the executives at like Fox and MSNBC and CNN and all these places, man, I guarantee there's names on there. We'll see. Was Frank Branches on the list? Definitely not, man. I'm a lot of things, but not that, man, for sure.
There are going to be a lot of names and a lot of people angry, and you know, defending them the hell and high water. Like, you just look on Twitter right now. Anytime Epstein is mentioned, like, there's a dividing line of people who think Clinton is a rapist and people that think Trump is a rapist, but they weren't raping together. Like,
how
the
about
people that think the only Republicans rape and only Democrats rape? Like, it's just insanity.
How about all of them are in there? Weiland says Frank has his secrets buried in the Sphinx. How dare you, Weiland? I date way before that. That's insulting, man.
No, but he's saying that you went in ancient Egypt, you know, sometime around your 4,000th birthday.
How dare you?
And you know, you had a pyramid built, and you had slaves built it for you. And how many people were buried in your name, Frank?
I will say that they were very close when they found King Tut's tomb to finding out some Frank Branch's secrets. So maybe you're onto something, man. For
if they'd gone deeper, they wouldn't have found out that you were in fact in charge.
How dare you? Okay. Anything else, Breakman?
No, just sick fucking world that we live in.
Yeah, we're going to go a little bit over, by the way. So, you know, if anybody's worried about the time, we might go a little bit over. Okay, Eric, I didn't see any stinkos for you, so I'll go ahead and go with mine. I forgot to mention this last week, but Ennio Morricone passed away. And anybody who doesn't know who Ennio Morricone, he did this the score to all the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and, you know, all those famous westerns with Clint Eastwood. He also did the Thing score, which I think is one of the most underrated scores of all time. Great score. If you guys have ever watched that Dungeon Busters Exile, you son of a bitch, that Key of Solomon was this close to being called the Key of Frank. You son of a bitch. So I just wanted to mention that, because we normally mention, you know, deaths on Stinko. So that was a tough one for me to take, because I listened to his scores quite a bit, you know. The Walking Dead just announced that the last episode is going to be released October 4th, which fuck you guys. You guys had it done a long ass time ago, and we could have used that entertainment during this pandemic, so fuck off with that. And the show sucks anyways. Let's see. The push to reopen schools also gets a stinko. You know, we mentioned the Cheeto, and he's definitely doing what he can to get our kids sick, and grandparents and parents and everybody else.
He's got to go sooner the better, and too many people are fucking sitting on their hands.
Yeah.
Just I, there has not been enough opposition to the most vile human being that we've... I mean, honestly, he makes some of the other presidents we've had look like saints.
Yeah, in comparison. Like Bush, which I thought was the worst president of all time, and at least in my lifetime. And that's going down the wayside now because Trump is definitely the worst president that I've ever been.
I mean, look at the – we've talked about how some people are like revering Obama and stuff like that. Well, part of that is how bad Trump is. He makes everybody else look so much better.
Yeah, and I have my big issues with Obama.
We definitely have all talked about those. I don't want to get into that. I was just using the example.
Right, drone strikes and putting kids in cages, which he was the originator of that. Choosing Joe Biden as his fucking VP and not doing anything he promised and anything like that, you know. Weiland says, I told you the Walking Dead thing was going to happen. Yes,
I know. Does anybody remember when Obama, like, said he stood with Black Lives Matters and Colin Kaepernick, but he still criticized what he was doing.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, Frank couldn't Edison Solomon's work. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled. I found it interesting that the finale isn't the finale anymore. Yeah, getting 6 more episodes for season 10. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Fuck that show, man. The show sucks, man. It's the most overrated thing ever. Washington football team gets a stinko because that's the name of their team this year. Instead of doing the right thing and calling them, oh, I don't know, the Red Tails, which would have been a good homage to the fucking heroics of the Red Tails in World War II. No, he couldn't make it easy. Couldn't do it. So it's going to be some stupid name like the Washington Wombats or some dumbass shit.
No, I'm fine with it just being something generic. Like,
oh, God,
just,
man.
Just like use a made up name or something that doesn't piss people off in the future.
I mean, come on. Football team, really? That's what I mean.
Washington Waldos.
The Washington Dildos is more like it, man. Gearing up for the end, that way they don't have to pay Kirkman anymore. Yeah, Weiland for sure. The Washington Wombats. Dungeon's excited for that. Actually, I was thinking about it. Like, if you're not going to go with the Red Tails, which is the most logical, best choice that they could possibly make, I mean, why not go with something like Washington Wolverines? Or, yeah. You know, some or what's that other W name that I thought? Like Washington Whales. There's no whales in football. Like something
I'm
cool.
I'm thinking
like that
we need fictional, like monsters or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
Washington
teams.
Wendigos.
Wendigos, yeah. Why not?
Washington Wendigos.
Yeah, that's perfect, Eric. That would be great. I wouldn't mind that. But yeah, Washington Wolverines would be my choice.
Actually, they're liking the Wolverines in chat.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, I was just thinking, we already got like the Michigan Wolverines and stuff. Wouldn't it be nice to have something completely unique?
Yeah, I don't know. I know we have the Michigan Wolverines, but like they could do a wicked logo with that. You know, they could even have fun and do like a, you know, like how Wolverine has the you know the two things, the yellow things on his helmet and stuff. I don't know. It'd be really cool. Washington Wingnuts, Weiland says. So
they can start every like advertisement like snick snick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, have fun with it. I'm sure Marvel would love to get involved with that and, you know, promote Marvel comics and stuff. But I think the most logical one is Red Tails. I mean, I don't know. It just keeps coming to mind, but, you know, whatever. And they have a wicked logo for the Red Tails. I don't know if you've seen that. Washington Wieners. Yeah, there you go. Might as well. They have a wiener that was in Congress, so why not? Let's see, a bunch of wieners in Congress. Okay, let's move on to happier stuff, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Break, you're up, sweet of the week.
I gotta say, I like this madness to my sweetos. The Washington Weather Dominators.
Dungeon, +5 for comedy, man. Right there, man.
That's the Washington Washers, I don't know.
The Washington Dishwashers. There you go. their uniform colors are Destros. That would be kind of cool, man. That'd be sweet. All right.
Very interesting. I got two sweetos. One goes to when we're talking about the Xbox and playing all those demos and stuff. And
yeah, yeah.
Obviously the Halo reveal and just all the Xbox goodness. So that's one. And my other one goes to today is the opening day of baseball.
Yeah, I feel kind of indifferent about that, though, Break. But it's good. It's good. You know, it gets us.
I haven't been watching a game at all.
Anybody watch the Psychonauts 2 trailer?
I did not, but
I told you, I only watched the Halo trailers Trailers. I only watched the Halo trailer and watched it over and over again.
Yeah, you're totally not watching a game while you're doing
Hellblade 2. Did anybody play Hellblade though?
Hellblade 1?
Yes, I did. Yeah. What was I going to tell you, Brake? Yeah, I'm totally not watching a baseball game in the corner of my computer right now, Brake Man. So, you know, I feel you. I feel you, dude. I'm totally with you. Freak 5 says, my stinko every day driving to work, I see a couple of teens on a corner with a lemonade stand. They aren't wearing masks, and you know that their customers are also not wearing masks. Fuck you. I don't want your plague juice. Speaking of that, I went to the mall today out of necessity. Bernie and I had to exchange one of her bras at Victoria's Secret that she got in the mail because they sent her double for some reason. I don't know why, but she wanted to exchange it for a different one. And I got to say, it's about 50-50 on mask in a big old public. And the people that did have masks were, like, not wearing them. They're, you know, just hanging around their chin and shit. And I'm like, that's not the point of the mask, y'all. I know you have masks, but got to wear them, you know. But Dungeon says, when I saw the Halo Infinite segment, I knew Breakman was watching it somewhere like 100 times. There was an Xbox goodness. All I saw was a Tetris Effect Connected trailer that took 45 minutes to show. There was, Wyland, and I did enjoy what I saw. I like the Halo portion, Break. But you know what I was thinking the entire time? Mm. All I could think of was it looks great, right? Looks gorgeous. The visuals look great. But didn't it seem like a slow version of Doom? I mean, that's all I could think about. Like it was. It
well,
looked
they
like,
made it more like Destiny, so it's like an RPG now.
It looked good. Like I liked it, but I just thought it was a little too slow paced. Like if they would have, I don't know, man. It looks good. I'm interested.
I'm sure there'll be some set.
And guess what? The first game I'm getting on Xbox is Break, man. This might make you happy, man.
Tetris?
Definitely not Tetris, man. It's gonna be Halo, man. Of course, I got to get Halo with the Xbox, man. So
I kind of need to play 4 and 5 so I'm not lost story wise.
We have a statewide mandate starting on Monday, but your mall has had required masks for. But our mall has had. Yeah, it's the same here. We have state mandate, but. People are just doing whatever they want to do, man, and it's weird, and I don't understand. That's the only way that we're gonna. I mean, obviously, we don't have competent leaders, so it's got to be on us to stay at home as much as possible, unless you're working, obviously. Which people are hurting and need money. Which, by the way, we might be getting another $1,200, y'all. So that's good.
Yeah, we'll see about
another, not 2,000 like Canada.
I know. Here we're asking for crumbs, and Canada's like. $2,000 every month to everybody, and it's like it's working for them. They got, I mean, their rate is almost as bad as ours, but it's not. It's going down, which ours is not. But whatever. Anyways, Break. What else? What other sweeto you got?
Well, I said baseball, but I was talking about the Xbox goodness, all the demos I was playing, and all the upcoming stuff. I'm excited for what I played. I enjoyed them a lot.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
Some different experiences. Like I said, Haven was. Something really unique to me.
I'm
an actual relationship in a game.
You know what? I'm actually, I was talking.
I will complain, though, because, like, Tetris Effect still isn't on the Switch. Why is this injustice not been corrected?
I know, man. It really, that game would lend really well to the Switch, for sure.
I mean, the Switch has Tetris 99, but that's Battle Royale, and it's not
the
same. Yeah,
that's not the same, man. I'm going to tell
Which Tetris Effect connected is basically that.
Breakman, I'm going to tell you something that might shock you, man. I think I'm as excited for the Xbox X, Series X, or whatever they're calling it, as I am for the PS5. And I know the PS5 has a lot of launch games coming out, but I think over the long haul that this next generation is going to be Xbox's generation, man. I'm not calling it just yet because there's a lot of goodness on PS5. But what I've seen of the Xbox, I'm actually pretty excited for it. So as excited as I've ever been for a Microsoft product.
I kind of want to play that weird horror video game that takes place in two different realities.
What are you talking about?
I forget what it was called.
Freak 5 says, one sweeto, I bought a bottle of Johnny Walker's Song of Fire whiskey. Ooh, that sounds good. Man, is it good? Wyland says, I'm excited that I don't have to buy a Series X. Well, I'm going to get it, man, for sure.
Well,
man.
He's upgrading his video card, is what he's saying.
He doesn't have an Xbox. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, if I want to upgrade, I just need to buy a new video card. Yeah, see, that's... I understand
I'm really curious as to what Xbox... what their next moves are going to be. Like, they eliminated Xbox Live. So, what are they saying? Is it going to be free?
What are they doing
with gold and stuff like that? Yeah. Like, there are going to be a lot of big moves for the next generation of Xbox, and I'm very curious.
Yeah. See, but that's the thing, Dungeon.
Well, they already combined the X Cloud and the Game Pass together, yeah. So...
Dungeon says the medium looks good, but I'll likely be playing those games on his PC. Yeah, I don't have a PC, so I'm actually excited for the Series X box, man. The medium, it's gonna open all those games up for me, and I know it'll be better on PC. I know all those arguments and stuff like that. I'm just used to consoles, and that's the way I'm gonna play those games, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually really excited. Like I'm even excited for Halo, and I haven't played Halo since Halo 2. So I'm really excited for that. The Fable thing I wasn't excited for because Fable. There was one other game that I was looking at. Oh, the one that we talked about today, the Obsidian one. What is it? What was it called?
Avowed.
Avowed. I am that. Yes, please. Avowed for sure. So. Wyland says Xbox Mini Fridge Series X. That's pretty much what it is. Although I will say that the PlayStation 5 looks like somebody slapped two white pieces of paper on the side of a modem.
I think people are way too obsessed about how things look.
Yeah,
it's the monolith from the 2001.
Yeah. I just don't
have no problems with how the Xbox 5 looks. Yeah, I think people are making way too much of a big deal of it.
I agree, man. I mean, the aesthetics aside, as long as it plays your games, who gives a shit?
You exactly.
Dungeon says,
I just don't know where you actually put the disc in. Where is it? I forget.
It hovers above the system.
Yeah, you just place it on the top and it just hovers. Yeah. Dungeon says, I'm also excited that Frank's excited. I love both PC and consoles. Whatever works for you is all that matters. I have a Mac, Dungeon. I was so sick of Windows machines and constantly upgrading and having problems and all that shit. I just went to a Mac and that took care of my computer problem. So the medium, the Series X is going to take care of my gaming needs, the PS5 as well. So there you go. Haven't tried it yet. Not Skyrim. PS5 is a squished piece. PSVR.
He's saying the new Obsidian game is called Not Skyrim.
Yeah, exactly. Not Skyrim. Let's see. There's also a Johnny Walker Song of Ice, Johnny Walker White Walker. I might wait to buy those other two.
If anything of Valve's, probably their answer to Skyrim.
Yeah, it's not Skyrim. Skyrim's a great game, man. Like, glitchy as hell, but
the Elder Scrolls sucks because of Bethesda sucks, and 6 is not going to be as good as people hope that is. So they're just trying to get ahead of time.
Obsidian Avowed looks interesting. I think it looks really good, Dungeon. I'm totally down for that game. Like, and the only way that you're going to be able to play it is PC or Xbox Series X. So I mean, I know no video game system or game is a necessity in life, but in my situation, I think it is a necessity, and I have to have access to all of it because, one, I give you guys information as I get it, and two, I just, you know, in my life, there's very few things that I do that give me as much pleasure and joy as video games. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do, man. I mean, it's whatever floats your boat, right? I mean, I guess that's the best way to put it. Any other Sweetos break, man?
Just this one.
Fuck, man. Why do you have to ruin every show, man? You know, you should really learn how to play that thing. You really should, break.
I think this one that's...
What?
Oh, I think it's broken.
Uh-huh.
This one that's not blind.
Ah, well, that's good. Oh, boy. Here we go. Is it...
Probably should clean it.
I think you just need to clean all the jizz out of it, Breakman. That's what needs to happen.
Oh. Yeah. I have to put it down now. I got to wash my mouth out. I'll be back.
All right. Eric, do you have any Sweetos?
Nah, just that I mentioned Psychonauts 2 earlier. It looks interesting.
Yeah. I found out a little bit of information on Podbean. We now have 10,000 downloads on Podbean, which was pretty nice. So there you go. That's always
that only took us like 11 years.
Well, no, not technically not, Eric, actually because
less than that,
because that's only right. I've only been on Podbean for not too long actually. And only like a third of the shows ended up on Podbean. So that's actually a pretty big number for what we got on there. So I'm pretty proud of that. We're coming up on 10,000 views on Twitch, which is super exciting. I mean, Twitch has been really, really good to grinders for some weird reason. I don't know why, but so there's that. YouTube, on the other hand, forget it, man. also, look at this. This is going to shock everybody. I'm actually giving Trump a sweeto this week. It's the first time I've ever done it. But he actually said, it was only one time that I heard him, but he acknowledged that wearing mask might help the epidemic. So
I'm not giving him a sweeto for fucking finally.
I know, Brake. I mean, but it was absolutely shocking.
But his cronies might actually.
Yeah, see, that's what I was gonna say. Maybe some of his weak ass followers will take heed and follow that, you know, and
no, listen. They'll just ignore that he said it, like they do everything that he does.
Well, maybe
anything they ignore anything he does that they don't like.
That's true. That is true. But I'm saying even if 10% of his base does that. And yeah. Actually listens, Breakman. I mean, that's an accomplishment, man. So I hate to do it, but I, you know, there you go. So, yeah, you know, first time ever, but, you know, first time for everything. But, okay, let's move on real quickly. We're not going to take too much time, but let's do this. Okay, Eric. You broke this news to me, so what do we got?
So basically, it sounds like T4 is coming back in some form or another. They put out a teaser during the Comic-Con at home on IGN Live.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say anything about it being a TV network like before, but it could be like an online network, like a YouTube channel or something like that.
So what do you think?
Or a website full of stuff on it.
Yeah. So what do you think of that, Breakman? The possible return of G4.
I know lots of people who did not like G4 in its latter days.
Well, I mean,
its latter days were a problem. Like they got bought by somebody, and then they're, you know.
They're playing like Cops and
basically humiliating yourself.
Yeah, they were playing like reruns of Cops and other dumb shit that nobody gave a fuck about. But
when it was going strong in its earlier days, it was the best. Like
when it still had tech TV stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had like stupid shows like the what was that that 3D show? What was it? Like, I can't remember what the fucking show that was.
What was that one show that had that guy? What was his name? Like Spot Fubin or something? You know.
Scott Fubin.
Spot Fubin. Like what? What do you remember that show, Breakman, at all? Like I vaguely.
Or remember. Any of the old people associated with the new G4? Or
they haven't said, but they
Adam
did.
Adam Sessler made a mention of something and. I think Jessica Chavez, who is a local, who used to localize games for Xscene, has something to do with it.
Hmm. If they brought back a lot of the old hosts, I think that would be cool.
That'd be really cool.
If they would bring on RP Grinders as the official podcast of G4, that would be even better.
We could be their official JRPG and Trump bashing show.
Yeah, absolutely. Then I'm sure they would love that and get huge ratings and. You know, and if we were on TV, I'd get even better ratings because, you know, slim in the waist, pretty in the face type thing, you know. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if anybody from G4 is listening and wants to pick up Grinders for the show, just give us a holler. Yeah, something like that. But what do you think, Breakman? G4 coming back.
That's interesting. Wylan says he has some episodes on the hard drive somewhere. Do you guys remember the 3D show where it was just like an animation using video game animation?
Yeah, what the hell was the name of that, man? That was pretty good. I enjoyed that. I mean, I always enjoyed watching Scott Rubin on there, obviously, all games fan.
I like the Judgment Day, you know, like the fighting each other on game reviews and stuff, kind of a Siskel and Ebert of game reviews, I think.
Yeah, Morgan.
Sometimes they agree, but more than often they're just like, no, you're an idiot.
I think if they trim some of the, like, dude bro stuff, it'll be a better, at least channel.
Yeah. Wyland says, I can't see G4 being anything other than a streaming channel. I kind of agree, Wyland, but any form would be good, you know, so.
Or, you know, the most that'll happen is they'll get Netflix shows or something.
Yeah.
And they'll just be a part of, like, a collective.
Yeah, Freak 5, is that the... He's talking about his future tattoos. Is that the book thing? That'd be really cool. Frank, they already have The Creep on Shudder. We don't need a copy on G4 TV. okay. which Creep are you talking about? The movie, Wyland, or The Creep?
I believe he was calling you a creep, Frank.
How dare you? Not creep. I'm not the creep from The Creep. I'm more like the Crypt Keeper from what is that show? Tales from the Crypt. So how dare you, Wyland? Wyland really. I mean, I think Wyland's trying to get me to like give him an exile or something, which I will promptly do. Right.
Or he's challenging you to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. How dare you? I would win. Wyland is like completely scared of my Mortal Kombat skills, man. Like every time I look for Wyland online, he's like doing something else or has some sort of excuse. So, you know, there you go. No, I'm kidding. I think this would be good, but you'd have to bring back people like Sessler, of course, and you know, not people like Olivia Munn. I mean, obviously she would have nothing to do with a new iteration of G4 because of her fabulous acting career. But, you know, bring back people like Scott Rubin, maybe Keeley, maybe
Tallarico.
Tallarico, I never liked Tallarico, but I could see why you would bring somebody like that back. But for sure, Scott Rubin. I mean, why wouldn't you bring him back? Like that's, you know.
Well, would he want to?
Why would he want to? Well, I mean, what is he doing now? Like Nitro Ice Cream, like. Honestly, like, we should have Scott Rubin on the show.
Why does anybody do anything in America?
Yeah, money. I mean, maybe.
Well, I just have a feeling that he just wanted to wash his hands of all that stuff.
Frank wishes he was Elvira. I wish I was in Elvira. More like it. Wyland says, I'm scared of getting the mummy's curse if I win. How dare you? Law, since I've been in Frank's house, I kind of wish Frank was Elvira too. How dare you, Freak 5? You guys just look at the screen and you know what you get, man. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to waste my breath on you.
No, Wyland's was scared of getting the nun or something. Nun's curse.
Yeah, I would give him the nun's curse, man. That'd be awesome. Every time like Wyland closes his eyes, he sees the nun in his dreams and stuff. Yeah, there you go. That's good, man. You guys deserve that exile, by the way. All you son of a bitches in chat, man. You guys suck. Frank would have gotten motorboated when we met if he was Elvira. I am all for it, even if it is a streaming channel. Like, G4 was the best, man. Like, especially the early days, like you were saying, Breakman. Like, I'm totally down for that, man, for sure.
They're trying to be creative, and sometimes it didn't work, and sometimes it did. Like, the, what was the arena? Like, it didn't start out as good as it did because of until it got what's his name?
Arena was good, man. Like towards the end, it got kind of good.
But at the beginning, they had two hosts that really obviously didn't know much about gaming or anything like that.
Yeah,
like the one guy just kind of every once in a while, yeah, that's good.
The guy that sounded
I think people like take YouTube for granted. Yeah, there's a lot of people on YouTube that could probably do what G4 does better, but I think with a certain target demographic,
Tack of the Show. Tack of the Show, I always liked.
And if anything, they could take away from the toxic YouTubers and streamers that are out there.
Yeah. X Play. Maybe they could have like a Let's Play, like, you know, like with some of these, with celebrities or something. You mean Will Wheaton? What are we talking about, Weiland? let's see. X-Play, Morgan Webb was my life in the early 2000s. I'm kind of reading the comics. Morgan Webb. Everybody's into Morgan Webb. She was definitely good looking for sure. Yeah. Why not? Bring back Morgan Webb, Kevin Pereira, Olivia Munn.
I don't know. Like Morgan, I mean, she probably is a gamer, but she's probably like, not super into it. It's just like a thing she does occasionally.
No, not Will Wheaton, Weiland. The guy that sounded like Penn from Penn and Teller. Like that guy that had that real deep voice. What was his name? That guy I didn't like too much, but the other guy was okay. But I liked all the tech TV guys. Like bring the screensavers back. How about that? Stuff like that. Code Monkeys, like, bring back that show. That show was awesome.
Oh, Code Monkeys was fantastic. I love that one.
Show. Yeah, that show was awesome, man. You know, Scott Rubin. I'm surprised nobody's mentioning Scott Rubin for some dumbass reason. Like, he was one of the main reasons I watched G4 for sure. But
who was co-host? Someone's with Xbox, or last I heard. And Foy? I have no idea.
What was
her
name? Foy? What's her name? Last name was Foy, but she was kind of hot too. Wow, what the hell was that chick's name? She was really good looking, and she was super smart, and I don't know. They had a lot of good hosts, man. Like, get some of those people back. Fuck, get me on there. I'll fucking tear shit up, man. I'll be Weiland in front of like everybody, and like on Mortal Kombat, and you know, see him slink away in the wood. Tina Wood and Laura Fey, there you go, or Laura Foy. Yeah, that's right. You're right, Weiland. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. You know, I know Wheaton acted like a diva behind the scenes. Of course he did, man. I mean, come on. Yeah. Tina Wood and Laura Foy were really good. Bring them back for sure. Frank would be a diva too. Hell no, man. The only thing I would ask for is like, you know, green M&Ms all the time, and you know, stuff like that.
Like, separate them.
That reminds me. I still haven't seen those fudge brownie M&Ms. Yeah. I wonder where I could get them.
I have no idea. At the M&M factory,
like Amazon or something. Yeah, probably.
Exactly. All right, guys, we gotta wrap.
Also have to buy wipes there too, because I can't find them fucking anywhere.
Yeah. All right, we gotta wrap this up. So, Break, man, let's do
There's
our plugs.
TMI right there.
Yeah, totally.
No, disinfectant wipes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're not talking
wipes.
I wasn't
assuming anything that had to do with wiping your butt.
Freak says, by tear shit up, Frank means tear up their ratings. Yeah, all the way straight up the charts, buddy. Fucking
I can
ass.
See Frank behind the scenes like, I said a Diet Coke!
Yeah, I wanted
our fire!
I wanted the Aquafina, not the cheap water you get from the store. God damn it. What's wrong with
that's
you people?
That's tap water.
Yeah, you this is tap water.
Your spouse will never work in this town again. Your kids will never work in this town again.
If I don't get my goddamn green M&Ms, then I'm walking off this fucking show. You hear me?
I still sell those. I don't think see them anymore.
All right, we gotta do our plugs,
like
guys.
Buy bags of them and take all the green out. Just throw away everything else. And just take the green out.
Yeah. If I see anything other than a green M&M, I'm walking off this show. That's how I'd be, man. You know, you can get them from Hy-Vee and Floor Drive in Des Moines. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm not going that far.
That's not too far from you, Eric. You could.
Yeah, so it's like 5 hour drive though. So
that's not too bad. You could do that, man.
You sure, that's only a 5 hour drive.
I would say, like from where Eric is, probably
from Ohio to Iowa.
Yeah, I would say maybe six, maybe.
Six, seven. I think it's longer than that. Let's see.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that long. Okay, so
It takes me about 7 to 8 hours to get to where Darky lives. So
yeah. Okay.
Dark, or I don't know if it's let's just say Dark.
Darky. That's his name, man. And by the way, where is Darky?
I don't want people to get the wrong idea.
That son of a bitch. Darky needs to come back, man. That's how he spelled it. I'm not. That's his spelling.
You know.
You're on the list, Diva Frank, as he chisels it on. How dare you, you son of a bitch, Weiland. You're ruining my fantasies here, man. Jesus Christ, man. Okay, break, plug away, please.
Let's see here. You can follow me at break underscore man. Oh, from Cincinnati to Des Moines, it's an 8 hour and 49 minute drive.
Freak five is
yeah, so it'd probably be like a 9-10 hour drive, Eric.
Okay, well, you're right and we're wrong then, son of a bitch.
I know, that's why I looked it up.
Get a $50 plane ticket just to fly in there.
Yeah, the flight is the best way to do it. Flight will probably be like 2 hours. Yeah.
Get this intern out of here. This like I talk like they would back in like Jesus days, Dungeon Buster. How dare you? Get thee to the store and bring it.
Although it's about an hour drive to the closest airport.
Bring it back. Bring it back. The M of M's in green form, please.
He's actually doing G.I. Joe. Serpentor, but he's every time he says something, this I command. Every statement. You will kill G.I. Joe now. This I command.
This
you will get me more toilet paper. This I command.
Oh man, Freak Five, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. You said they would find an empty Aquafina bottle, fill it up with tap water and spit, and Frank will say, this is how I like it. How dare you? And how dare you, Dungeon? Son of bitches, you guys are exiled. That's why I kept the exiled on the screen there. Fucking assholes. All right, break. Any more plugs?
Yeah, there's this.
Ruiner of lives.
Oh, I that's sour note.
You know, Breakman.
That
if
was
you,
my bad. I hit sour note. Everybody.
If we were Breakman,
you know, my apology.
Breakman, if we were like you know, like giving names like Dungeons and Dragons names, you would be like the Ruiner of Lives. You know how like you know like Conan the Barbarian or you know other names like the Exalted One or whatever. You would be the.
I would be like that bard who you know kind of weak at the beginning, but his magic music buffs everybody up until the end of the game.
Yeah,
where
right.
He becomes a total badass.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was thinking.
How like, dare you? You would your music would debuff us all, man. We would get
the weird thing is in Final Fantasy IV's PlayStation and GBA releases, you can get Edward back into your party, and he actually becomes a pretty decent party member.
Dungeon has it right, man. He says, "All hail Breakman, protector of the holy harmonica, ruiner of lives." Yeah, exactly. You know, if we were in a Dragon Quest game, and Break had that ability, he would like debuff all of our characters, and we would lose to the first slime we came across, man. That's how it would be, man. It like we would get up to the slime and I'd be like, oh yes, this is the greatest thing ever, and like the slime would like hit Eric and Eric would immediately like lose like all his hit points, and I'd be busy trying to like you know throw not a resurrection spell, but like what is it in Dragon Quest, like that item, it's not an antidote.
The world tree leaf or whatever.
The Yggdrasil leaf.
Yggdrasil leaf.
Yeah. At Eric, I'd have limited supply and I'd be like, God damn it, don't you ever, ever play that harmonica again, you son of a bitch. All right, anything else, Break?
See, and you know, that would happen, like I said, early on. Like, I'd be a bumbling fool and stuff like that and not the best. But over time, you know, spells my magic harmonica and my powerful cowbell, they become more and more powerful, and by the end, you're all thanking me for saving your lives and being the great hero.
This is a good analogy.
Saves everybody.
This is a good analogy. Breakman or Dungeon says, so Break would be like Presto in Dungeons and Dragons cartoon, but with a harmonica. Exactly. Exactly. I'm Freak 5 years exiled.
You are exiled.
All right, Presto. All right, Eric, what do you got, man? Breakman is Presto.
You can find me having reviews on sites like BostonBrashBrigade.com, TotalTGN.com. In fact, I got 2 reviews up on Boston Brash Brigade. They're for the Darius collection, the Cosmic collection, the Arcade collection, not the console, because fuck the console ports, they're not good. And also a review for Sisters Royale. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar on my Patreon would help me out. And that link could be found within my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
At EricRPG. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. Special thanks to everybody who joined us for last week's 600th episode. Freak5Juan, the video game. Did anybody answer the trivia question on
RP Grinders? No, I didn't get any. I was going to ask you if you got any. No,
I didn't get anything. So you know what I'll do in lieu of that? Next week on the show, in chat, I'll ask another question, and then we'll get a winner, a $25 winner. If nobody answers the no archive listeners answer the trivia question, which I'm not going to repeat. You're going to have to listen to episode 600 for that. I put on the screen Weiland's favorite version of Serpentor. That's pretty badass, man. Pretty badass.
I'm guessing that's from the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Freak 5 says, if I could rename characters in DQ11, the old man would be named Frank. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
You can't name the old man Frank. The old man's not that old.
How dare you? You son of a bitch. You're exiled too. You're getting a double exile because you're co-host, man. God damn it. Thanks to everybody in chat. I know Freak 5 was in there. Freak 5, your game will be shipped out. They gave me a notice that it would be August 4th before it was out, so I don't know if you'll get it on August 4th or shortly thereafter, but Amazon sent me that to let me know. Let's see. Break said, yep. Dungeon said, Serpentor's Gundam form is scary. Thanks to Freak 5, Wyland was in chat, our good friend Wyland, the best RP grinder fighting game champion, I guess, besides me. Dungeon Buster, our resident knower of all things and keeper of all records. And who else was in there? Somebody else was in there earlier. If I missed you, sorry. And everybody on the archives, thank you so much. Archive listeners, if you want a chance to win a $25... I guess, gift card of your choice. Listen to 600 for details on that. Anything else, gentlemen?
No. Freak says he thought about setting up Twitter for his wife and sending an answer for her.
How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch.
He said he felt like that was cheating. It wasn't. You would have been okay.
You probably would have, man. Nobody cared, man. Nobody sent in that. All right.
I would have never known.
Yeah, none of us.
Poops in the mail.
That's pretty badass, Wyland. When is the box of poop shipping? I did the old switcheroo, Freak 5, so keep looking for that. I sent you the elephant gorilla combo poop, so just letting you know. Anything else, gentlemen?
Man, that's expensive poop.
Yeah, it was only like 40
wash
bucks.
Wash your hands when handling poop.
Wash your hands no matter what.
Wash your hands after going to their website, just in case.
Wash your hands after talking to Freak 5
Chaos.
You get
poop stank just by osmosis.
Wash your hands after listening to the show. How about that? And don't, you know, in all seriousness, hey, shut your mouth, dog. Shut your mouth, dog. Damn it. Almost done. No. Ugh.
I think it's time to go with the dogs.
I think it is, too. The dog's like, get the fuck out off the show, man. Okay, thanks to everybody listening on the archives. Really do appreciate y'all listening, for sure. You know, what else? Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later.
Oh, shit, I didn't even notice this. On the Poop Center website, they have little descriptions about each of you. Cow dung, salt.
I'm gonna kill this fucking dog.
Elephant crap, serving up the sinus. Now we're really getting gross. And the combo pack, all three in one big nasty mess.
Goddamn dog, man. Goddamn dog. All
no she, dog poop. No, that's
she,
all
she was so good the entire show, and then all of a sudden has to like bark. She's like, man, she's a fucking bitch. That's what she is.